Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke 22 today, verses 35 through 38. Luke 22, 35 through 38. And he, this is Jesus, said to them, "When I sent you out without money bag or with no knapsack or sandals, did you lack anything?" And they said, "Nothing." He said to them, "But now let the one who has a money belt take it, and likewise a knapsack, and let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me." And he was numbered with the transgressors. "For what is written about me has its fulfillment." And they said, "Look, Lord, here are two swords." And he said to them, "It is enough." Now, what Jesus is doing here is pointing out to them that he's been providing for them all along, and they didn't know it. But now they're going to be on their own for 3 days. Listen to what he says again to him. He says, "When I sent you out without any money or knapsack or sandals, did you lack anything?" In other words, remember when he sent them out two by two and he said, "Don't bring any money, don't bring any change of clothes, don't bring any food." And he was teaching them back then that they were to go out and they were to trust that he would provide and he would take care and meet their needs. By the way, God's been teaching us that all the way from the beginning. It's all been through the scriptures. You know, in John 15, verse 5, Jesus says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Well, even in the Old Testament, back in Deuteronomy chapter 8, listen to what it says in verses 1 through 5. It says, "The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give your fathers, and that you shall remember the whole way the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and he let you hunger, and he fed you with manna, which you didn't know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing didn't wear out on you, and your foot didn't swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you." In other words, God says, look, these 40 years that you were in the wilderness and you were wandering, if you think back about it, he provided for you miraculously with food, bread from heaven, and the quail, and all this stuff. And oh, by the way, your foot never swelled all these years, and your clothes never wore out on you. As you think back, did you lack anything? But then he goes on and he says, "But now, if you don't have a sword, sell your coat and get one." And they said, "Well, we got two." And he said, "That's enough." He wasn't literally wanting them to go get swords, but he was saying to them, "You're going to be without me for 3 days. I've been with you all along. My Father's been providing for you, but I'm going to be in the tomb. And the Holy Spirit doesn't come until after I've risen from the dead and ascended to the Father." That's why in John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus says, "It's good for you that I'm going away. Because when I go away, the Father can send the Spirit and I'll be with you forever." In John chapter 14, verses 18 through 20, listen to what Jesus says. In John chapter 14, verse 18, he says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I'm in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you." Folks, what I want you to hear today is this. As Jesus turned to his disciples and he said, "Hey, when I sent you out without food or money bag, did you lack anything?" And they said, "No, we didn't." He said, "Well, you're going to be on your own for the next 3 days." And by the way, during those 3 days when he was in the tomb and the Spirit hadn't come to empower them, how'd they do? Oh, they all hid. They all ran. They all doubted. They all didn't believe that he had risen from the dead. They didn't do too good, did they? That's why when he rose from the dead on that first day of the week, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In other words, they needed the empowering of the Holy Spirit to come upon them to even wait in Jerusalem until they received the indwelling, the promised filling of the Spirit and empowering of the Spirit. Apart from him, we can do nothing, folks. And even though you and I have the Spirit of God within us, if we've trusted him as our Savior and he sealed us as his, daily we have to say no to the flesh and yes to the Spirit. Too many of us try to live the Christian life in our own strength, trying to do the best we can, trying to serve God, trying to do our goodest. Well, guess what? Apart from him, you can do nothing. We need to yield to him on a daily basis, and we need him. I hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.